a January 6th Capitol rioter, recently pardoned, along with 1,500 others by President Trump, should still be sentenced and punished, according to the Trump Justice Department, for separate convictions. Late last year, a federal jury convicted Edward Kelly in Tennessee on charges of conspiracy to murder employees of the United States, solicitation to commit a crime of violence, and influencing or retaliating against federal officials by threat. FBI agents investigated Kelly's actions at the Capitol in 2021. Prosecutors believe once back in Tennessee in 2022, Kelly devised a plan to murder federal, state, and local law enforcement. More specifically, the Justice Department said Kelly developed a kill list of FBI agents and others who investigated his involvement in the Capitol riots. He was initially convicted for his involvement on January 6th for assuaging law enforcement and possessing a handgun. As he breached the Capitol, then opened a fire escape door, allowing the mob to get inside. Kelly's lawyer argued President Trump's pardon of rioters should also apply to Kelly's murder plot because it directly relates the events at the Capitol on January 6, 2021. Federal prosecutors in Tennessee disagreed. They wrote, "The murder plot is not about January 6, 2021, but about the defendant's entirely independent criminal conduct in Tennessee in late 2022, more than 500 miles away from the Capitol, threatening, soliciting, and conspiring to murder agents, officers, and employees." Kelly's sentencing in federal court is still slated for May 7th of this year. For more unbiased updates, download the Straight Arrow News app.